Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for being here today. Now, I know we're just a few short weeks away from Christmas. If you haven't already done so, would you earmark, would you save the date for Christmas Eve? We have two identical Christmas Eve gatherings at 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. Both of them are candlelight services. Now, this is going to be a phenomenal night, such a meaningful night. And so if you've got friends or family in town, or maybe you're just looking for a new tradition or some way to reconnect with what Christmas is about, please consider joining us Christmas Eve at 3 or 5 p.m. It is going to be a great, great night. You can find out details and you can invite more friends by sending them to the website christmasandsugarhill.com. Well, today on the podcast, I want to pick up sort of on what Pastor Chuck talked about this last Sunday. What a crystal clear message about the good news of Christmas. Because honestly, Christmas is about good news, but it's not the kind of good news that some people expect. It's not the good news about some great gift. It's not the good news of some giant meal that we share together. It's not even good news about friends or family that we get to spend time with. All that's good. But Christmas is really and truly about a specific good news, and that good news is the love of God. The Bible says that all of us, without God, we're lost, we're directionless. Without God, we're without his protection, and our potential to have eternal impact on this world goes unrealized. We don't have real joy, and our eternity in heaven isn't secure. But the good news about Christmas is that God sent Jesus to seek and to save that which is lost. The Bible says there's only one God, and Christ Jesus is the only way who can bring us to God, that Jesus came as a human, that he gave himself to rescue all of us. Check out 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. Now in church, we use a word a lot called salvation. You may have heard it, but sometimes we may not fully understand what the Bible means by that word. It's sort of like a diamond. You can turn it around and you can see it through different angles. So let me just take a moment and tell you about the different angles of that word salvation. Here's the first one. Salvation means that Jesus came to rescue us. Now, we can't solve all of our problems on our own. Without Jesus, we're trapped in the expectations of others. We're trapped in living for the approval of peers. We're trapped in addictions. We've tried to change over and over again, but we don't have the needed power to escape. But Jesus came to give us that power. Salvation also means not only did Jesus come to rescue us, but he came to recover us. We all long to recover parts of our life that have been lost. Without Christ, we long to recover our strength, our confidence, our reputation, our innocence, and our relationship with God. Only Jesus can do that. Salvation also means that he came to reconnect us. Many people think that God's going to scold them if they come back to him. But the truth is, God's not mad at you. He's not mad at you. He's mad about you. That Jesus came to earth on that first Christmas to reconcile us to God, to give us harmony with him again. It also means that Jesus came to earth to give us the gift of himself. Too many times we celebrate his birthday without accepting that free gift of salvation. For too many people, it goes unwrapped year after year after year, and that's not wise. You were made by God and you were made for God. And honestly, until you understand that, life will never make sense. And so I want to encourage you, this Christmas, open up that most important gift that you've ever been given, that relationship with God through Jesus. Now, there's a lot of facets to salvation. Which one of those stands out to you? Is it that he rescues us? Is it that he recovers us? Is it that he reconnects us? Or is it that he gives us himself? Think about that today. And take a moment to say, thank you, God, for that gift. Help me to open it. Help me to experience it. Help me to live it out today. Well, that's all the time I have for today. But if this stood out to you, if you've got some questions about what it means to be saved, what it means to be rescued, recovered, reconnected, to have the gift of Jesus himself, drop me an email today, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Again, that's bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. And I'd love to connect with you and talk to you about what that gift of God is today. And also, if you've been saved recently, I know every Sunday we've had a number of folks give their lives to Christ. If that's you and you're looking to take next steps through baptism or spiritual growth, reach out to me as well. Again, it's just bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. We'd love to help you take those next steps. Well, have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.